95.7 The Hog, Morning Hog Happy Hour, Riggs and Guy Brew Review, Josh Amelia at SR Parade Headquarters. We're still being socially distant. We know how to do it, even though the state is sort of opening up. The tough part is there's no bars yet. You got restaurants kind of happening, and we had some Central 28 and Tomoka on the front side. We are going hyper-local as it is Craft Beer Week.
We should
American Craft Beer Week. We should have been celebrating all week, which maybe we were. We're not telling. But a great way to roll into your weekend here as we set you up on this Friday is to try some of these great flavors of beers. Where are we going next on the flavor scale?
So next we actually have Half Wall Brewery. They brew the beer out there at the New Smyrna location. They also have restaurants over there in Port Orange and DeLand. Breakers out there in New Smyrna as well serves their beer.
These fine folks are somewhat recently in cans. I think last time you had them in here, they were just getting in cans, right?
Correct. So these are semi-newly canned, just a few months now. Apparently, Amelia forgot how to pour a beer.
Guy's actually using a funnel. He's pouring ours into a funnel.
Yeah. There you go. So what we have today is their Blue Trailer Blonde Ale. So once again, another easy drinker. I figured most of these are going to be easy drinkers just because we're coming up on that summer season. It's hot. You don't want anything that's going to bog you down, and you want to drink a lot. So this is the stuff to do it, you know?
Is this the OG of their fleet? I know they do several beers, but is this one of the originals?
Yep, one of the originals, and it's just easy drinking.
You know, I remember the first time that I went to that New Smyrna Half Wall location. They were just setting up the brewery then. They didn't even, they were only operational in a trailer, right? That's how this beer got its name.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
And the trailer was blue.
Yeah, just like on, wait, what was that?
I don't know.
Breaking Bad.
Yeah, I was wearing sunglasses. So I couldn't tell.
I don't know if we should compare those trailers, but.
I was wearing blue blocker sunglasses, so I couldn't tell.
There you go.
This one
so clocks in 4.5%, 21 IBUs, low hop bitterness, but still you get a nice little bit of it, and easy drinking. Again, I'll say it.
Blonde Ale tastes great. You know, it's supporting a local craft brewery. They really got it right with this Blonde Ale. I love Blonde Ales. I'm a light beer fan.
Sure.
So, I mean, I'm really enjoying the taste and the flavor of this. And I can't wait to be drinking this all summer long. It's perfect for that.
This has definitely got a ton of flavor for a light beer, too. But it is cool because it feels like we birthed a beer baby, because we saw this back when that was, you know, when it was just one of their original formulas and they were making the beer. And then now it's in cans and you can have it. You can go to a store and get it.
You were there at the conception.
That's right. I feel like I was there. I mean, I wasn't I'm not the dad.
But, you know,
Maury Povich told me I am not the father, but that's okay. I can still enjoy the beer.
And their head brewer is JR, right? Or Junior?
Correct. Yep. JR Junior. He's doing a great job over there. He's starting to do some experimental stuff. So definitely stop into the locations there and try some of their other stuff. They got some really cool things going on.
That's right. The Half Walls are back up and running there. I guess as we speak, 25%, and we'll see how things elevate. But you can get you don't have to worry about just getting your beers to go. You can sit down inside or outside and enjoy a tasty beverage.
That's right. They've got three locations: Port Orange, New Smyrna, and DeLand. And speaking of DeLand, that's where we're going next.
All right, let's travel to DeLand. All right, we're going to ride our scooters over there. What are we tasting from DeLand?
So, of course, for Simon Hollow.
Okay, I have a comment about this beer coming up. I'm going to save it for just a minute until you guys pour properly.
All right. I'll let you go first. She actually hit the cup this time.
Persimmon Hollow. Now, we've had Persimmon Hollow by the studio before, and they seem to always do it right, but they just do things a little differently, but it's still very tasty beer.
Right, and I mean, their mantra is drink sensibly but get weird, so yeah, they definitely like to do a little bit different over there. In my opinion, this is probably the most popular hyper-local beer out there.
Okay, really?
You can get it just about, once the bars and restaurants open up, just about every single one of them is going to be carrying Beach Hippie, and it's because it's a fantastic beer.
It is. This is marvelous. I love this beer.
What is the set? What from just the flavor profile, what is the separation between this and the stuff we tried so far? Because this is definitely a very different tasting beer.
So all these other earlier ones were blonde ales or easy drinking ales, and this is actually an IPA. So you're going to get that hop bitterness and a little bit of malt background, and this one actually clocks in at 7.1%.
Ooh, okay. Well, then, Guy, if you'll go ahead and fill that up again, that'd be good. Thank you.
You can have the rest, dude.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate that.
It's because I love you.
Yeah, thank you. I felt that already. But
I felt crafty.
Yeah.
I've mentioned it before, but they're literally within walking distance from my house, and I do that quite often.
Yeah. So you walk there and stumble home.
It's not as easy, but...
So well, you walk there and then stumble home.
Exactly.
That's the right way to do it.
American Craft Beer Week, definitely go hit up the land.
It's not a coincidence I live in the land.
That's right. Yeah. There are a lot of places you could live, but that's a fine choice. I saw this beer being featured on an Instagram post recently, and it wasn't being held by a hand. I'm just saying that. It was really a good use of photography and also to make you think, I want to taste that.
You're going to have to show me this post.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking
Josh
about.
Josh is, yeah. But what we're saying is the Persimmon Hollow people are doing a great job of marketing.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, a really good job of marketing. So, and if you, this is one of those beers, too, that you can find retail and restaurants as well, right?
Absolutely. A few of the Publixes as well. Once again, Deland, both the Publixes there have it on some end caps, so it's easy to see, easy to grab.
And if you go on shopping, we obviously, we've tried to make it a new tradition where our post-show Friday adventure is out to some local retailer to find some tasty SR Parrot beverages.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And how do we find those? We go to srprot.com/beerfinder.
That's right. That's right. And I feel like if you want a new extension of the Beer Finder is just follow Riggs and Guy as soon as the show's over, because we're going to find some SR Parrot beers for sure.
And just don't limit yourself to these guys. There's Moonrise is open right now out there in Palm Coast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
Moonrise. You know, there's still some breweries out there that may not necessarily be in package, but they're doing to-go beers. So, you know, do a little bit of research and go check them out.
Well, I can't believe we waited this long to start celebrating National Craft Beer Week, but we got three more days, today and Saturday and Sunday. Let's blow it out and enjoy the SR Parrot flavors. Thank you, guys. Hopefully, we'll see you soon here in these studios that have been sanitized for your protection.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to that.
Josh, Amelia, hey, cheers.
Cheers.